As we continue to hear from John's Gospel, this Last Supper discourse from Jesus, as he's giving his closest followers these instructions and just sharing himself with them, preparing them for the mission that he's laid out before them. It's the same mission that he's poured out, laid out for each one of us, to go out and be his witness, to be his presence in the world. And he's preparing them, and he prepares us for the contradiction that we should expect. He uses some pretty strong language here. The world hates us. And should we maybe ask ourselves every now and then, does the world hate me? Is the witness that I'm giving such a witness that I'm causing contradiction to the world? Very easy for us as American Christians, as American Catholics, to fall prey to this desire to be well-liked by the world, by everyone. And we use that kind of as a gauge, as a measure as to how blessed I am, but how comfortable my life is, how easy my life is. And we turn quickly to despair or complaints for the smallest hiccup, for the smallest road bump in our life. Jesus was preparing his apostles not to do that, to expect these contradictions from the world. And we know that we have to be discerning as we interpret that world, that word, the world, because the world was created good. The creation is good. What John is speaking of here, what Jesus is speaking of here, is that spirit of the world that is opposed to Jesus, which is opposed to God, that evil spirit that made himself known in the garden. And when we examine our conscience, he makes himself known even within our own hearts. We are in a true battle. But Jesus tells us over and over again to not be afraid, to not despair. And he's been talking these last few days about remaining in him, allowing his word to remain in us. And that's what strengthens us. That's what prepares us. As we remain with the Lord, as we stay close to the Lord, as we seek to embrace the crosses that come to us, and as we surrender our desire for pleasure, for popularity, for comfort, then we can be like Paul in the first reading, completely abandoned to God's will. And where the Spirit leads, we go. And when we face opposition, clearly that's not God's will. Let's go somewhere else. Just opening ourselves up to God's will in our life. This is the fruit of remaining with the Lord and not being so dependent on the popularity and the affirmation of the world. On this first Saturday, where we commend ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother, we ask her for her intercession. That as we stay devoted to the Holy Rosary, as we meditate upon the mysteries of the Lord's life through the eyes of our Blessed Mother, we ask for that grace to remain close to him and not to become distracted nor despondent. And as we remain faithful to her promises, she promises to be with us, especially in the moment of death. Let us turn to our Blessed Mother and pray for the grace of final perseverance, but also daily perseverance through the little hiccups, through the major crosses that we face, trusting that the Lord is with us and that he will never abandon us. Amen.